Wonderful. Now, I forgot to say at the beginning of the service, please don't spend the whole of the service reading that. So hopefully you didn't. I don't think you did. If you did, you could admit to it afterwards. But do please now pick up the Giving for Growth brochure that you were given on the way in. And it's a privilege to be able to speak on behalf and with the support of the whole of the PCC. The PCC unanimous, you can see on the inside of the handout that you've been given in the proposals that we present to you. And I'm going to take you through the first few slides, and then I'm going to hand over to, first of all, Phil and then Dan. They're both our church wardens here at All Souls. And I'm very grateful for them, and it's great to work with them. It's a privilege to work with them. And I'm very grateful for John, who has put together, with all the information that the PCC and others have supplied, the handout, which I think is really very clear on what we're trying to achieve and why we're trying to achieve it. So as we get going, I want to flag up the fact that we're thinking about giving for growth. We're not just giving to problem solve, we're giving because as a church leadership we want to equip and encourage and train and set free people for the service of the gospel. We don't want people to get pulled into running the organisation. We want to, as it were, send people out into their communities, into their friendship groups, with the gifts that God has given them to serve the good news of Jesus, to proclaim the good news of Jesus. So we're thinking about giving, and there's a whole variety of ways of giving, which we'll talk about later. But we're giving so that we can keep growing in the gospel, keep being discipled and keep discipling others. And the story so far, you can see a few things down there. We want to remember, as we look at this next stage of church life, the sacrificial service of many people over many years. We're here today because a lady, Lady Wellesley, gave a huge sum of money 130 years ago to build this building. And we sit here and we worship here because of her generosity and because of the faithfulness of people through the generations. And what a privilege it is to be in a church that teaches the Bible and expects the Bible to be taught. And we're grateful for everybody who served in any way in the past and in the present that makes that possible. And it's really encouraging to remember, isn't it, that there is numerical growth. That's not everything in church life, but there are a number of areas where we can clearly see numerical growth, particularly over the last few years. I'm going to put some pictures up on the screen now, just to remind you that we are talking about individuals and we're talking about family, what it means to belong together. So think about the church picnic at the Browns last summer. Think about the conversations we had there, the blessing that we had there, what it means to be family together. That's a picture from one of the carol services where we invite a whole range of different organisations into our building over the Christmas period and we get a chance to tell them about Jesus. Last Christmas we had over 2,500, just under 3,000 people through the building in just 2 weeks. What a great opportunity that is. 3,000, 2,500 individuals. These are just snapshots of church life. Think about some of the women's events. Think about some of the men's events. Think about the events like the quiz night where we just invite people in and sometimes the gospel's presented, sometimes it's just us. But just think back to those events where people have come in, people have heard, people have started to belong, started to believe. It's a privilege, isn't it? There's so many things going on. We could list loads and loads of events, loads and loads of organisations that are working faithfully proclaiming the gospel. And there are people here this evening who 3 or 4 years ago didn't know Jesus as their Lord and Saviour, but in God's grace they now do. And God has used our church family in that process, which is wonderful. And lots of us sit here this evening and we would like to say, yeah, we're still working, we're still devoting ourselves to growing in godliness and Christlikeness. But actually we can see growth in our spiritual lives. We can see what God has been doing in us and through us as a result of God using various ministries here at All Souls. Think about the number of kids. Have you noticed on a Sunday morning when you're here, we say to the kids, now go out with your leaders, and it feels like the whole church gets up sometimes. Isn't that wonderful? 60 kids on the register now for Sunday gang and mini gang. And what blessing that is. Just think about the individuals involved in getting things like the Christmas nativity. You know, Think about Shah, who's now up in Sheffield, baptised, came to this country a few years ago, didn't know Jesus as Lord and Saviour, and has now professed faith. Think about things like the church family walk, where we just go for a wander and we chat and we just grow in fellowship together. And we want this church family that is seeing God's blessing in so many ways to continue to grow. Think about something like WOW. A few years ago, Women on Wednesdays was meeting at the back of the church. There was, I think, seven or eight ladies and a few kids running around. On a Wednesday morning now, they now fill the church hall. 30 women midweek studying the Bible together, and sometimes about 20 kids in the creche. If you're one of the creche helpers for WOW, thank you very much. Isn't that encouraging? Now, we don't say these things just to say, oh, aren't we fantastic? We say these things because it's really exciting to see what God is doing amongst us. And we want to keep discipling each other and loving each other and growing church life here. So as we thought about what's going on in the church family, for the last sort of a year, if you like, the wardens and I and the PCC have increasingly been thinking about how do we develop ministry here? How do we keep equipping and sending people out to do the gospel mission that we're called to? Well, we had a breakfast together last June where we flagged up some of the issues to do with church growth. The PCC read a book called Ready, Steady, Grow, equipping today's gospel churches on the joys, the challenges and the processes of church growth. And in October, we had Andrew Corns down, who's led a church through a period of change similar to our church family. And he gave us some great teaching from God's Word on the principles and the priorities of biblical growth and sustaining it and moving forward. So as we think about the future, in many ways, we want to keep on doing what we have been doing. But as we get larger in number, we need to think through how we equip each other and how we support that type of ministry. And it's exciting, and it's a privilege, and it's a joy to be part of this. And as we move forward, we want to make sure, as John said in the sermon, and as we'll keep saying again and again, that this is all about Jesus. We want to love the Lord Jesus, and we want to make him known. So that's at the heart of our vision, loving Jesus and making him known. I'm going to hand over to Phil now.
Thank you, Mark. So, in God's strength and for his glory, we do want to see continued growth. We want to see growth that is healthy and sustainable here at All Souls. So what we're going to look at this evening are things that the PCC has prayed about, discussed and considered. And there are four projects that, if we were to implement them, we feel they would lead us into a place where we can support and sustain the growth that God has blessed this church with over recent months. If we don't do anything, I think the danger is that the extra people who come and swell the numbers will simply dwindle away, or others will leave, and our numbers will just dip back down, and we'll kind of go back to doing what we used to do. So we do want to respond to the growth of the church to make sure that we can support those who joined us and reach out to others and sustain the growth that we've had. So there are four projects, and each of them has a price tag. Now, those prices, the cost of each of those projects, is over and above what the church already gives, what the church already does, what the church already pays for. And by the time we get that kind of back for gift aid, the people who give to this church, you guys, me, people like us, we give £90,000 a year to do what the church is already doing and has already been doing. And the four projects have a price tag over and above that. The first thing that we'd like to do is to employ a senior staff worker. Now, when I joined the church like 10 years ago, we had a vicar and a curate. And here we are in a bigger and busier church, and we have a vicar and a curate. And we're blessed to have Mark, who works incredibly hard as our minister, and we're very fortunate to have John, who's a very competent curate. But the time will come for John to move on, perhaps not for another year, and it's very unlikely that he'll be replaced. Certainly he won't be replaced straight away. He may not be replaced at all. There's only a certain number of curates that the diocese looks to place around the whole of the churches of the diocese. I don't like at all the idea of us expecting Mark to press on without a curate at all for even as long as a year. on with them. Even if John were to stay or to be replaced immediately, I still think we have enough work to occupy a third worker. And what a massive difference to what we might intend for the church having a third person employed full time would make. Ideally, that person would be somebody who can facilitate others, facilitate us, to work within the church. We're not looking to be a church that employs other people to do the stuff and us to sit in the seats. We want people who will encourage us, teach us, train us, and lead us and direct us and push us out there to be people who are worshipping Jesus and who are making him known to those around us. If we're going to attract a suitable candidate, we need to have a suitable package. We're not looking for somebody from up to train, we're looking for somebody who is ready and able to walk in and start work. And if we're going to put them up with accommodation, paying for a pension as we should, then that's going to cost around £33,000 per year. Our second project that we'd like to do is to increase the administration team, the people who take care of the decoration, who take care of the things that need doing, but aren't particularly priority for the gospel. But if they do that, that will free the rest of us up, and particularly Mark and others in paid employment, free them up to do what's necessary in terms of reaching out and building others up. We need to keep up with the ever-increasing complexity of organising, managing, running a growing church. So we'd be looking for another skilled administrator to share in the supplement with the excellent work that's done by Jenny and Jeff, our current administrative team. Both of whom do a lot behind the scenes, and that is often unseen in a lot of different spheres. And they do that part-time, and they both work more hours than we actually pay them for. Even with Jenny and Jeff, a fair amount of that already falls to Mark and John. Just one example, the leaflets that you're looking at, John's put that together. The PowerPoint that we're looking at, Mark put that together. Those are administrative activities that fall to our clergy. And they should be prioritising prayer and preaching and pastoring. So, we'd love to have an administrator to pick up work from them and to take on the more complex stuff that is going on. They'd also pick up some things that other people in the church do in a voluntary way when we've got time for it, things that need to be done but that aren't easy to fit into the busy work lives and around the areas we deal with. To increase the administration team, we think we'd need £12,000 per year. You'd be glad to know that the next one is a lot cheaper. This is church management software. This would be something that would immediately improve communication between the staff and the congregation and also within the congregation. Things that would enable us to get in touch with each other more easily, to keep track of new people, to know what they are doing, where they live, how to get hold of them, which growth group might suit them, which growth group they join, those kinds of details. Things that will organise our roles so that we're not standing at the front whilst also supposed to be at the back between the knobs. And the things that we've identified as being annoyances, frustrations within the church. And we've already identified a project that would take care of that and would really make a big difference. It would take a little bit of time to get up and running. Once in place, it would really help us to organise the church better. And that would cost around £500 each year. And the fourth possibility, which I come to see as perhaps the icing on the cake, the lecture would be a possibility of ministry training. Now, for the right person, this would be somebody joining us for a year, ready to roll their sleeves up and get stuck in, and they can have a very practical impact. It could be them that organises the flowers for every Sunday, that sets up the quiz tables and chairs, and that lays them out for prayer meetings. And we gain lots of practical help, and they would gain some training from us. Might be a day, a week doing something formal and worthwhile, and while the rest of the time they're getting alongside us and looking at what we do. And that would suit somebody who was considering working for the church full time and perhaps might get out of part on that kind of career, give them a chance to test the waters. And some of you may remember Steve Ramsey, who worked for us as an industry trainee, and has spent years doing just that before going on to theological college. And obviously many of you know Mike, who's sitting with us today, he came to ministry training in the state. So those are four different projects, each with a different price tag attached to them. And I'd like to commend those four projects to you all. They can really give critical
I don't have one of the... excellent, it's working. I was going to say, I don't have one of the Madonna headphones, so I'll try and work off this microphone. I don't have a Madonna cape either with me, which is why I didn't trip over on the way up to the podium. Current giving, as Phil mentioned earlier, our current giving from the church, we're so wonderfully blessed that we receive over £90,000 every single year from our very generous church family. And that includes a substantial amount back from gift aid. And as we mentioned, the tax man earlier as well. It's one of the nice times when we get some money back from the tax man. We get 25 pence for every £1 that someone donates. So that's a large amount back. We have been thinking and making plans about this for a few months now, for a little while. And so in advance of this meeting, we have put out some requests for some grants. And I'm very pleased to say that we've been, the Lord has very thankfully provided £15,000 per year for the next 3 years towards a senior staff worker. And that's a fantastic answer to prayer that that the leadership of the team have been putting forward. But that does leave a little bit extra. So how does this break down? Well, the extra costs towards this extra work is going to work out to about £52,000 per year. However, we've already got £15,000 a year from the grants I mentioned. We've also got an additional, we expect to get an additional about £6,000 a year from gift aid back on any gifts. This leaves about £31,000, which is actually what we achieved in our gift day back in last gift day back in 2013. There was also a tower. Broken down on a regular giving basis, however, £31,000 works out to be about £3 per week per adult that comes on a Sunday. But we know that people give in different ways and at different times and according to their abilities. And the great news is these projects don't start tomorrow, so we do have some time. So, we're actually at the moment, we're looking to raise £20,000 now via regular giving and one-off gifts. And so Mark's going to talk to us about how we can get that, but we should all be thinking about how we would respond sacrificially and in faith to the opportunities that the Lord is so wonderfully giving us here at All Souls in Eastbourne. I'll pass back to Mark. I got the short bit, that was great.
Thank you very much, Phil and Dan. On the inside of that flyer that you were given is a Giving for Growth response form. And what we want to do as a church family is make sure that our response, and I'll talk about the different responses in a moment, are undergirded and supported by prayer. As a church family, we rejoice that we have this privilege of prayer. And before we ask you to return the response slips, if that's what you choose to do, we want to spend some time over the next few weeks thinking and praying about our response. So you can see that on Saturday, the 28th of March, we've got a prayer hour together. I'm grateful for Roger and Peter coordinating that. And then every morning in the week leading up to Easter, we've got our Easter prayers in the mornings. And then we've got prayer and praise the Wednesday evening, the 1st of April. And leading up to that week, hopefully we'll be privately thinking about our service here at All Souls in a whole range of areas. But that is the specific week where we'll be building up and praying for gospel ministry to grow and thinking about how we respond appropriately. Phil and Dan both mentioned that we recognise that people serve in different ways and they give in different ways. And we're grateful so much for the many, many people who serve here and do all sorts of jobs. And we want to flag up that it may be the time for you to start serving in a new area at All Souls. And you can see that there's a little box at the bottom of that sheet saying, I would like to discuss new areas where I can start serving. Maybe that you haven't had the opportunity to serve yet and you would like to. It may well be that you're doing a couple of things and you know what, you could do something else. We're not trying to pile pressure on, but you might be sitting there thinking, I only do this and I'm really happy to be more involved if someone will just point me in the right direction. And we'd love to chat to you about that, so tick that box. Then if you flick over onto the reverse of that sheet, giving of your money. Once again, we never do a hard sell about money here. We recognise we're all in different places and at different stages. But it may well be that you don't regularly give. If you are in a position to start regularly giving, you can indicate there how much you give per month. If you regularly give already, you can indicate if you're going to increase your giving by sort of 3%, which is what our annual price increases are, to run our church family. And it may well be that you're happy to give considerably more or a bit more than that 3% to enable us to start funding some of these projects. And you can indicate there what you would like to increase your regular giving to. And it may well be that you're happy to make a one-off donation towards the pot. And you can indicate that there. Now, we want to say very, very clearly that this form is only an expression of intentions. So if you sign this form and return it, we will not be banging on your door. Please don't fill it out and say, I'm going to give £1 million, unless you're going to give £1 million. We want it to be a relatively accurate expression of intentions, but it's not legally binding because we recognise that all sorts of things happen unexpectedly in our lives. But this will help us give us a great idea of what's going on in our life as a church family. And then about me, we'll shortly be revising our church directory, and you can fill out your details there, and then there's a whole load of little tick boxes at the bottom about what you'd like us to do with your details. So you can give of yourself, you can pray, and then you can give of your money. That's the way forward. And we've given ourselves a few weeks before the week of prayer so that we can chat about these issues, we can pray about these issues. And very much as church leadership team, we've been elected or appointed to lead. And this is after prayer, what we're presenting to you. But we recognise that we're a church family together, so we want to hear what people think. I went to a seminar years ago that David Jackman led, and he said, so many church leaders think they're leading a church as they march out front. But when they turn around, they realise they're going for a walk on their own. And we don't want to do that as a PCC. We want the church family to be able to talk and discuss and pray and then say, yes, that seems good to us, and we're going to support it. If you're a visitor this evening, I don't apologise for you hearing all that, but we don't normally do this sort of thing. So thank you very much for bearing with us. But it gives you an idea of what makes us tick as a church family. It's knowing Jesus, loving Jesus, and making him known. After we finish the service, which is going to happen in just a few moments' time, I'm going to hand back to John, we're going to have time to get some coffee. And then if you would like to gather at the front, bring your coffee down here and we'll have a time of questions and hopefully answers. I'll just point Phil and Dan in your direction every 5 seconds. And if you actually read this through this morning or you've heard it this evening and you think that that is good, that it seems good to you, then it would be great for you to come down the front as well and tell us that. Or else we just go home and go, nobody said anything. So if you're sitting there with a burning question, or if you're sitting there thinking, do you know what, this seems good to me as well, then bring your coffee back down, and 5 minutes after we finish, we can chat, answer questions, share stuff together, and pray. But thank you very much, Phil and Dan.